everything else. But it's only to me, Lord, it's you, my love, taking not away from me, taking not away from me. If there's one thing that I ask of you, my Savior and my love, you can take the stage and take the crown and take ministry too. But it's only to me, Lord, with you, my love, taking all away, taking all away from me. Ay, 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 ay. Yeah.
I've been looking, and I realize that many of us have the Lord as a means to an end. It's as a means to an end. You say that you have dropped everything just to follow him, but you were hoping that you will gain everything that you dropped by following him. So you see men raise systems. You were once a banker, you left everything, finance, and follow Jesus. All of a sudden, you are turning your church to a banking system. You walk in the villa sin and the volata. You said you left everything to follow him, but you are hoping that you can gain your career back while in him. You are hoping that you can, all those years that you went without God wasted, you are hoping that by following him, you will gain everything that you've lost. Your financial data, those agendas create men who are selfish. Well, the only thing they desire is that they gain everything that they've lost in this journey, whether we gain or we lose. To live is Christ and to die is gain. It doesn't matter what comes our way, in sickness and in health, in wealth and in happiness. It doesn't matter what comes my way, my God, I will cling to that old rugged cross. It's
that they left. It was the remains.
imagine that they are giving everything out, they won't have had an opportunity to create a calf that they could call their God. They will learn to lean on Him. They will learn to lean on Him. They will have waited for Moses to come down to show them their God. But because they left, they reserved themselves. They have remains. They have remains of themselves. They have remains. I hear God say, you think that you have given me yourself, but you have withheld some for the rainy day. You have withheld some knowledge for the rainy days. You have withheld some for the rainy days. I hear God say, come on, child of God, do not withhold thyself. Let go, let everything to cast your bread upon the waters. He says, if a corn of wheat shall fall to the ground, yes, I know he abides there, but all of a sudden, if he remain by the rivers of living water, he says again, again, he shall gain his water. He shall give us a cabella. He may not sit up on the side to be a sorrow.
Doing them, there are places
My spirit. I pray and I pray, Lord Jesus, answer me. I pray and I wait, Lord Jesus, see my voice. It is weary my soul. I pray and I cry, Lord Jesus, answer me. Tell us. So he will hold your hands and help you. He will not condemn. It's not the spirit of condemnation. Every single time you hear condemnation, it's not the Lord. So there is something about the Lord, he brings judgment. And that judgment precedes mercy. That the first time you hear it, it brings you to conviction. You suddenly realize that it's a better place, that it never brings you condemnation. His mercy is endures.
God.